Hey there, I want to talk to you about the place to look from to do great planning again and again. See, very often businesses are talking about the here and now, and they're talking about the problems and the issues. I started working with a specialty contractor business some years ago. I've worked with a few in kind of these kinds of categories over the years. And they had a really well-developed cadence of weekly meetings where they talked through issues, and they had a whole protocol for issue discussion. And they were very proud of this issue discussion because they felt like they were solving issues all the time, except they had issue after issue after issue, and they were working on too many things, and they weren't making a lot of progress on their big strategic goals. See, what they weren't doing was doing very thoughtful work about where they were going many years out. This is the key thing that Stephen Covey taught us he said planning with the end in mind. This is the idea here of looking far out to the future, not at where you are now or the recent past. If all you do is tackle issues, then working in your business feels like a drag because it always feels like there's problems, right? Issues are problems. And you never necessarily see the progress that you're making on things. So we say start with the end in mind. So we start very far out with a big, hairy, audacious goal, 10 years or more out in the future. And then a rich picture about 3 years out in the future, 3 to 5 years could be pick a specific time and create a richer picture of where you want the business to look like at that point. Then work back. What are the 3 to 5 initiatives for the year? And then if that's what you want to accomplish in the year, you ought to be able to pick 3 to 5 things to focus on this quarter and a number one of all of those 3 to 5. That's what we mean by doing planning with the end in mind, right? Not just thinking about the issues at hand and solving those, because sometimes you should just kick those issues to the curb. You should ignore those things, shut those business or products or services down, and focus on what matters for you in the longer term. Very often we work on things that if we put our lens and our attention further out, we might actually just abdicate, resign, shut down those lines of business because they don't matter. Like me many years ago, working on iterations and speed around a major catalog that was creating more problems for us than we were solving. And when we really had to look out in the business, we realized it wasn't helping us, as expensive and time consuming. We shut it down. And the next year we did much better than we'd done before. Hope that's been helpful for you. Plan with the end in mind. See what we can do with that. My name is Bill Gallagher, scaling coach and host of the Scaling Up Business Podcast. Our show comes to you every week. So like it, subscribe, turn on your notifications so that you get them. You don't miss an episode. And if you want to find that or find out about our coaching training programs, you'll go to scalingcoach.com. And if you'd like to drop us an email, send a note to info@scalingcoach.com. My name is Bill Gallagher. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling up.